This is Inside Agriculture on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Rita Frazier. Farm safety is the name of the game for Amy Rademacher. She is the Rural Health and Farm Safety Program Coordinator at Carl Health in Champaign. UTV and ATV safety, so important all year.
Those are a big concern. I try to remind people, it's kind of like driving a car. There's a seatbelt for a reason. Some of them have even doors or a screen mesh on the sides. We need to make sure we're wearing those and using those, because that could save a lot of people if they would just wear their seatbelt and be in that thing properly. But we also, you know, that's something that kids learn to drive on, and it's really not designed for a youth to be able to drive that.
All right, back to all youth, and whether it's UTV or ATV, and the helmet usage. Know that, you know, the way that farms work, you know, you hop on, you get to where you're going. What about helmet usage?
So we need a Department of Transportation stamped helmet. We need to make sure it's the right fit. And a couple things: when you put the helmet on and you buckle your strap, you should be able to slip one finger in, and that's it. We don't want people to just put a helmet on and not buckle it. Very important piece to it. If the ATV helmet is older, probably should be replaced. We don't want to throw them down on the ground or drop them, because that starts to break the structural integrity of the helmet. We want a face shield, or we want goggles. You know, a lot of people tell me with ATV helmets, well, I don't have it when I need it. In these situations, especially as busy as we are, it's not a bad idea for the helmet to just stay with the four-wheeler. So just a precaution there with it. But we see a lot of old helmets in use, and they really probably should be replaced.
Amy Rademacher, Rural Health and Farm Safety Program Coordinator at Carl. That's a look inside agriculture.